In this section, we have news on crime in our area, starting with the report of a large number of burglaries in the county and hence the need for people to be more vigilant in their everyday routines. Police are urging Norfolk residents to be vigilant after 14 burglaries were carried out across the county in just 8 days. Detectives believe the break-ins, which targeted communities mostly around Norwich, could be linked due to the short space of time they were carried out. It comes after 14 burglaries were committed on a single day across Norfolk and Suffolk on Wednesday, July the 31st. They took place at Upton, Loddon, Norwich, New Cossey, Burr Upton, Cringleford, Wyndham, Gillingham, East Tuddenham, Honingham, Freethorpe, Spixworth, Horsham, St Faith's and Blowfield. Detective Inspector Dyson said, "Residents can help us by notifying police about any suspicious activity or behaviour they may witness on 101. Police have advised people to remove window keys and keep them in a safe place. However, everyone should know where the keys are kept so they can escape in an emergency. Fit multi-locking systems to patio doors or install mortised security bolts with removable keys at the top and bottom of both doors. Consider fitting a letterbox cage or restrictor, which prevents burglars from putting their hands or gadgets through the letterbox and trying the latches from the inside. Never leave a spare key in a convenient hiding place, such as under the doormat. Burglars know all the usual hiding places. Never leave your house or car keys in or near a door or window."
A criminal gang which had stolen thousands of pounds worth of electrical goods was foiled when it arrived in Norwich, prepared to continue its spree. The gang had been operating around the country, police said, targeting thefts from speciality stores selling electrical goods. But at the start of August, Norwich Business Improvement District, BID, was able to give staff at Into Chapelfield a heads up that the gang would be arriving in the coming days, which meant they could identify them via CCTV and effectively deny them access to the centre. The shopping centre then told other businesses, which foiled the gang's attempts to enter John Lewis. It came as part of a partnership between the BID and National Business Crime Solutions, NBCS, which was launched in July this year to deter criminal behaviour. It gives the BID an access to a network of UK-based crime reduction agencies and provides daily updates on travelling offenders and career criminals. A Norfolk Police spokesman said, "This is a great result and a great example of partnership working between Norwich BID, the Alert Norwich Business Crime Initiative and NBCS. Norfolk Police will continue to work with these partners to ensure that Norwich is a safe place for businesses to operate and to deter criminals from targeting Norwich."
An ambulance service employee who was addicted to codeine forged private prescriptions to access powerful painkillers. The sham was revealed when Dr. Edward Gold, an East Anglian Air Ambulance EAAA clinician and A&E consultant, was up before a Medical Practitioners Tribunal Service, MPTS, to answer allegations of prescribing the drug to a friend unnecessarily. He was cleared of many of the allegations and it was found his judgment was not impaired. But during the hearing, it was revealed the patient concerned, an East of England Ambulance Trust worker, who also did shifts at the air ambulance, had been passing prescriptions off as being issued by Dr. Gold without his permission. Dr. Gold, who works as a locum for EAAA out of their Norwich and Cambridge bases, told the tribunal that between 2012 and 2017, he had written between 5 and 7 prescriptions for the woman who had severe back pain because it would take her too long to get to see a GP or wait at a walk-in centre. The tribunal found this was not misconduct and ruled the prescriptions were necessary, but the woman revealed during the hearing that she had a template prescription saved on the EAAA computer and would print this out and then would write E. Gould on the prescription, although I would not forge his signature. Dr. Gould said he had never given permission to create or sign prescriptions in his name. The deception came to light when EAAA staff became suspicious after a pharmacy technician confirmed Dr. Gould's employment with them and the prescription's signature was compared to the one they held on file. They did not match. The woman admitted manipulating Dr. Gould to secure prescriptions for codeine from him. Dr. Gould admitted he had not realised codeine was a controlled drug and he hadn't told the patient's GP he had issued the prescription. He also admitted he had not made a record of his relationship with the patient, who he considered a colleague and friend, or why the prescription was needed. The EAAA said the woman involved is no longer seconded to them.
Simon Payen de la Ganderie was caught dealing crack cocaine to an undercover officer on 2 days in March last year. It was part of Norfolk Police's Operation Granary, which saw dozens of drug dealers operating in Norwich arrested and jailed. Payen de la Ganderie was part of a group of dealers known as the Jacob Line. The person at the top of the tree, as far as we have been able to reach, was actively targeting vulnerable people and using them to traffic his drugs, said prosecutor Martin Ivory. That person was jailed for 4 years for his part in the operation. But Payen de la Ganderie was caught street dealing on just 2 days, March the 12th and the 14th last year. The officer was picked up in a motor vehicle and driven around the corner. The driver was the defendant, and there was a female in the back of the vehicle. During the very short journey, she produced from her mouth a wrap of controlled drugs. No evidence has been offered against the woman in the car that day. There was a positive finding by the Home Office. She had been trafficked, added Mr. Ivory. The following day, the undercover officer known as Tomo called the Jacob Line again and received two wraps from Payen de la Ganderie. It does seem he is somebody who would appear to have been targeted up to that point and his vulnerability preyed upon. Payen de la Ganderie, 37, of Copenhagen Way, Norwich, admitted being concerned in the supply of cocaine. Since March last year, he has served a prison term for a separate conviction. And John Morgan's mitigating said he had been a success story of rehabilitation. Judge David Goodin sentenced Payen de la Ganderie to 2 years in prison, suspended for 2 years. He must also carry out 100 hours of unpaid work and 20 days of rehabilitation activity.